The lake is impossibly vast. To stare into its mists is to feel your mind turning toward the many islands out there in the mist. There are demons here, imps and, of course, goblins, who are not demonic, but are quite the nuisance. And there is a path. The path rings the lake, sometimes veering near to the forest, sometimes very close to the shore. You've seen shark girls lurking near the various rowboats, which are so often left moored to docks around the body of water. You've decided not to go out on the lake today because of that. You're not the only one with your eyes on the lake today. Ahead of you, you see a bobbing piece of flotsam, a twig, a stick, but small, and tied to a line. A line which runs back toward the shore, toward a dock. The dock looks well maintained, though, quite old, and sitting on it is a woman. She's human? She has a human-looking face, which is quite rare. You suppose cowgirls and centaurs both tend to have human-looking features, but everyone else has something. Her skin is covered in short brown fur, despite the human face, and there is a tail, between her legs. The bikini she is wearing and the moisture on her fur clue you that if you make the wrong move, she will dive right into the water and be gone. She's leaning back, legs splayed, a rod held carefully, and you notice one of her hands trailing away from her furred inner thighs, where it was just tucked under her bikini bottom. She's got a mop of untidy blonde hair, quite short, barely past her chin, and she's gazing right at you. You get a good look and see that she's muscled all over. The bikini is covering very small breasts, and her entire form has a champion swimmer's lithe, corded tone. You hold up your hands, showing you mean no harm, and her face instantly spreads into a lazy grin. She begins to speak in an accented voice, beckoning you closer in a very careful way, which does nothing to disturb her rod or shake the dock.
"Hello there, stranger. Seems to me you ain't one of them there demons. So, that's safe enough. Go ahead, come closer. But no heavy steps on the dock now. Can't go scaring my catch."
You look down at the dock, waiting a moment, and move closer. She speaks up nonchalantly, once you're close enough that her voice won't alert the fish.
"So, yeah, how about a fishing fuck? What, you're looking at me like I got two heads? You fuck, I fish, we share. Just don't go squirming too much when you get to feel this."
One hand back in her bikini bottoms, rubbing her clit and lip, and long strokes you can see clearly outlined through the fabric. Oh, she's letting you choose how you'd like to be positioned. When you get closer, Kalu reaches down and moves her clothes out of the way, slipping the bikini bottom to the side. The way her eyes are fixed between your legs tell you just what she's thinking of, just what she's offering. The device she extracts from a nearby rucksack adds another dimension, a lurid purple oblong which seems strangely pliable in her hands. It has vials of some pliable plastic embedded in its length, and the tips are slightly textured and phallic.
"A goblin friend gave me this after I'd helped her get some food for her and her family. It's experimental. The stuff in there's just an aphrodisiac. A mild one. I make it myself from local flowers. I've tested it for a long time, and all I got was this, which I'll let you suck later, if you're good.
She fondles her oversized clit proudly. It's erect and firm beneath her fingers, covered in her hood, which she pulls back to reveal it further. Fully an inch long, and so sensitive that her tail is whacking on the dock in delight. She quickly stills it, bringing her soaked fingers up to her mouth and licking them clean. Then the toy replaces the fingers, slipping past her clit and obviously rubbing some of the drippy aphrodisiac lube over her labia before pushing inside. This is a lot bigger than anything you've ever had inside your pussy, but it's also softer and more pliant. Her vulva stretches around it easily, and the whole thing is slick with arousal. She sighs contentedly, rocking forward then back, making sure every angle feels wonderful.
I know what you're thinking, but don't worry. It's not gonna hurt. Not really. But do try not to come yet. There's plenty more fish to be caught. Look here. I've got it slipped all the way inside. See how deep it goes? Now, you can either use those hands behind your head for support, or lean forward for me. Either way works fine.
She takes the rod in hand and leans back, with the purple toy protruding surprisingly far. Waiting is a place you could so obviously plant yourself. And that is when you notice the beach towel under her is on what appears to be an inflatable mattress. So it would be very easy to go down on hands and knees in front of her and back yourself up onto the toy until it filled you. You wonder at her ability to fish from that position, leaned back against one of the posts of the dock, her pussy squeezing down tight on the purple toy as it begins to stream aphrodisiac into her. But you obediently turn around to face away from her relaxed form and begin to back up.
It gets way better when someone... Oh, yeah, I feel it. I feel the tip going into you. In. Push it in. Stretch yourself like I did.
You stretch, pulling the goblin-made cunt stretcher into your body. The flow of aphrodisiac is immediate, and both lubricates the passage and does something to the tingling tissue it soaks into. Your insides are clamping down, and yet growing more pliant. You easily take it in. The automatic response is shortly after that.
Oh, I can see it hitting you. Do you like that? Like being impaled on my toy? Now, when I squeeze, feel the gush, that geyser of fluid. If I'd been playing fair, you could have pushed some into me by fucking the toy. But now it's all in your snatch, and it ain't going anywhere else. Maybe next time. Oh, you're shaking. It must feel so good. If you stay quiet, I'll touch your ass while you stay impaled. Time to turn it on.
It's not vibration. Vibration might have made noise. Instead, the toy is wiggling inside of you. Both of you. She's letting out the tiniest excited breaths and pushing her fuzzy sex towards you, grinding softly there as you hear the sounds of her rod dipping back toward the water. Every now and then, her muscles will squeeze and the toy will wiggle harder, extending, fucking you in a decidedly tentacular way. In, out, in, out. It would have felt good even if an entire lust potion were not inside of you. Instead, you get to experience a cascade of need that is quickly met by the toy, then fired up again. A cycle of needing to be fucked. But you are being fucked. But the toy inside insists you need to be fucked more. You're basically in her lap, and the otter girl is massaging your rear entrance with one hand, while she casts and pulls in her catch expertly with the other. She appears to be casting into the shallows only, pulling up small fry she can tug out of the water and deposit carefully in a bucket with just one hand. Which is good, because you push back up against the digits that are massaging your ass and realize the lust potion must have caused all your muscles to relax. Because her finger slides easily in and begins rubbing inside your ass, milking pleasure out of you. The lust poisoning is taking effect. Your mind is focused on feeling, on sensation, on enjoying everything. Hallucinatory delight comes from the sheer volume of the stuff, and you feel your clit swelling as your muscles lose tensity, and you lay quietly, helplessly on the dock, still connected to her via the double-ended dildo, and now with your ass even more prominently on display.
Oh, sweetheart, you want me to get you off that much? Here. Take more of it. I'll rub your ass, but I need you to hold it all in. Come quietly. Come so quiet, all your moaning gets stuck inside.
The stuff entering your body is telling you that you're being licked all over. Every part of your body, every part that feels good. Even though you know it isn't real, you enjoy having her tongue lick you, taste you, explore you. She keeps her claws retracted and uses them gently to tease and stimulate your skin. But you're also enjoying her tongue and hands at impossible angles. Your pussy throbs, wrapped right around her toy. She has more leverage on it simply because she has more experience with this toy and has pulled a lot of it into herself. You moan appreciatively. She giggles and kisses your ear by leaning her long and flexible body very far forward. Or maybe you only think that happened. Your insides are clutched down hard, causing resounding waves to move up through you. Your core muscles fatiguing, but in fatigue, you're only more vulnerable to the drug.
Don't worry. I'll give you a chance to come soon. Right now, I want you to just enjoy this. Enjoy being full. Enjoy how your ass feels. I believe in hospitality, you know. And you're being real good about not twitching too much. The drooling, I don't mind. I get it.
Her words rain down from some distant place. They're not exactly true, but they aren't false either. Everything is just too intense, and your brain is mostly focusing on the pleasure flooding through you. Every little motion is amplified and exaggerated. All your nerves are singing, and the heat from the surrounding air stops at the edge of the shady spot you're both relaxing in. As she continues talking, her fingers keep working in your ass, slowly increasing the speed and pressure. She knows how to work your hole, and is getting very good at it as your sphincter squeezes, then relaxes. The influence of the drug making her fingering easy for you. She's no longer pretending to fish.
Oh, yeah, I can see both your holes squeezing down so nice. You're starting to drip with the stuff. If we keep doing this, and to be clear, I'd love to keep doing this regular, like, you might get a clit as big as mine. Love seeing that purple stuff just dripping from your lips like pussy juice, soak into your skin. Your sweat's gonna turn you on for weeks, you know.
She thrusts her hips powerfully until both of your pussies touch, the entirety of the large toy buried either in your body or hers, locking the two of you together as the squirming, prehensile, goblin-made fuck-pull begins to masturbate you both more ferociously.
Oh, shit. Gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh. The bigger clit makes me pop off real easy. I got enough fish for the day. Now, get up here.
She stops playing with your ass, lifts you, and drops you right into her lap. The lust drug is strong. You just want to stay splayed out and come and come and come. But she doesn't let up. She lifts you and drops you in place. She grabs your hair with one hand and holds the toy between her thighs with the other, squeezing it tightly and thrusting it deep within herself while you feel it swell in you as well. The pleasure is building rapidly inside of you. You try to fight it, but she's holding your head and biting the nape of your neck, which feels like a whole new erogenous zone. She stops only to say,
"Come for me, hot stuff. Come and paint me with your pretty cream. Get all that nice stuff out and all over us."
The orgasm hits you suddenly. You arch your back and cry out as the waves of ecstasy wash through you. Enhanced by the lust drug, you shake a little, hands trembling with the chemically induced need. You need to fuck, but you're being fucked, but the need gets more, and you can't get any more fucked than, oh. You squeeze on the toy, which pushes part of it into her.
"Yes, fuck yes,"
Kalu cries as her own climax builds rapidly again. The angle you're at rubs your body against her clit, which you can feel protruding above the toy. Her grip on your hair tightens as she bites down harder on the nape of your neck. A few seconds later, you feel her release as she comes loudly, pumping the toy deep inside of herself and increasing the amount of sticky cream shared on the toy when it slides out of her, into you, out of you, into her. You fall limply backwards against her, her flat chest against your back. large nipples impossibly pebbly and hard. Your ass is settled in her lap, while the toy is in front of both of you, from her pussy up into yours. And in this position, gravity is keeping you on it as it squirms against your clit, building, building, because she's still humping, pushing upward, inciting the toy with the mind of its own to move, running her hands over your arms, your chest, all over you to share in the delight.
You're such a good fuck. Good job. Yeah.
And because the two of you are sandwiched so tightly on the toy, she barely has to move her hips. Every vibration of them sends a shockwave as she moves them with squirming, variable strokes that pull the toy against the sides of your pussy, widening you or pushing it deep so it can curve and hit the sensitive spot behind your clit and set off stars sparking in your eyes.
Usually, I'd get mad about making the noise. I don't fucking care as long as you keep looking that hot and stretched and coming and being gone out of your head with good feelings. Do you feel good?
You manage to get out as mindless, as your saliva dribbles from your parted, panting lips, tinged with purple, same as the fluids on your sticky slit.
Do you want to feel even better?
She asks. Yes, you gasp it out, moan it out, let her know it. And a yes is all she needed.
Then I'm gonna make you come again, darling.
With that, she starts moving her hips faster, pressing you down harder on the fake cock, forcing the toy deeper into you. With each stroke, her pelvis brushes against your clit, sending jolts of electricity shooting through your entire body, intensifying your orgasmic bliss. Her prominent clit is soaked in love juice, dripping down to stain the dock.
Oh God, yes, please, oh,
you scream it out, let it out.
That's right, baby, come for me,
she coos softly. And you do. You climax hard enough to fall against her, and you marvel at the way she holds you in place and swirls you around, embedded as deep as you are on the toy, climaxing, her tits against your back, her fangs biting at your neck in little love bites. She's incredibly strong, and she abandoned fishing from sheer arousal at seeing what was happening to you.
Now, the next one, get a finger in your ass, and just let this run its course. Clench your pretty pussy for me. You're drooling it. Maybe you're really good at absorbing this stuff. Good job. Good. Yes, fuck yourself on it. Move your hips. Don't make me do all the work. Oh, you're shaking and a shivering. Lovely.
Her climax, heat, her muscled arms, repetition, inescapable, constant, over and over, and she's murmuring sweet nothings. She's massaging your muscles when they cramp up, but the one thing she's not doing is stopping. She keeps screaming and squeezing on the toy, her eyes squeezed shut, tongue hanging out of her muzzle. You do as she said, and start obediently fucking your way onto the toy, causing a faint, slick sound from the powerful connection of your pussy lips with hers. At this angle, her clit is rubbing against you, and you're able to get her off if you're willing to fuck yourself mercilessly upon the toy you're both sharing. The aphrodisiac has you pushing back long after your over-slicked sex is exhausted and climax has turned your brain into a horny, happy mush. She's coming too, but her extreme patience and endurance keeps her upright, keeps her tending to you, keeps her running you through your paces.
You look so good when you're nothing but sweat and pussy juice and obedience, you know. Ride them toy more. Fuck my pussy by fucking yourself. Good.
And it goes on like that until you are nothing but sweat and pussy juice and obedience. Eventually, a small packet wrapped on local leaves is set next to you, and the toy is slid out with a long, torturous uncorking that lets your juices flow very quickly out from the emptied lips, which still stay splayed in its wake. You wonder if you imagined her hand lingering on your buttock, or her little claws running slowly, tenderly, down your back. But you didn't imagine her parting words.
There you go. Fish and fuck. Oh, I got mine. And you got yours. And I'd love to see you again soon.